Hi, I'm Mike Snyder from USA Today, filling in for the vacationing Jefferson Graham on Talking Tech. On today's episode, we're discussing, what else? The streaming video wars. There's been a lot of scuttlebutt about how Netflix will fare with the arrival of Disney Plus and Apple TV Plus, those new subscription video streaming services, and other new competitors. While Netflix passed its first test, despite the arrival in November of those new streaming entrants from Disney and Apple, Netflix showed growth in the U.S. and far outpaced its own projections for new subscribers across the globe, with nearly 8.8 million new additions between October and the end of the year. That's the company's fourth quarter. Netflix now has more than 100 million subscribers outside the U.S. and 67 million in the U.S. Even though there is more competition, Netflix is betting it can keep enough new series and movies in its pipeline to keep you as a customer. However, its U.S. growth is starting to slow. That could be because consumers are starting to dive in and out of streaming services, depending on whether or not they're watching them. That's the nice thing about getting your video content over broadband. There's no long-term contract and no penalty for dropping a subscription and picking it up again later. That's one tactic cost-conscious cord cutters may employ, as we have more and more of these so-called over-the-top video services to choose from. Also on the way in May is HBO Max, which will run you $15 a month for its extensive library of shows such as South Park, Looney Tunes cartoons, and Friends, plus new original series such as a Game of Thrones prequel, DC Comics superhero shows, and a Mindy Kaling sitcom. Then in July, NBC Universal has its Peacock video service coming, which non-Comcast and Cox cable customers can subscribe to for $4.99, its premium monthly service that includes Olympics content, early late-night shows, and other NBC shows such as Saturday Night Live, but still has about 5 minutes of commercials per hour. If you don't want commercials, you can pay $9.99 a month. Now remember, that's already in addition to Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime Video, CBS All Access, HBO, Showtime, ESPN Plus, Philo, AMC Premier, Acorn TV, and there's more. Plus, there's live TV services, such as AT&T TV Now, Fubo TV, Hulu Plus Live TV, and YouTube TV. So if you're planning on cutting the cord to save money, you have to be pretty careful. Want to share how you're coping with the streaming wars? You can let us know on Twitter at USA Today Tech, or you could tweet me at Mike Snyder, M-I-K-E-S-N-I-D-E-R. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Jefferson Graham will be back next week. To keep up on all the tech news, subscribe to Talking Tech wherever you listen to podcasts.